You're listening to the Creative Explorer Podcast, episode number one. In this episode, I will tell you a bit about the podcast and why I do it, so let's get going. Hi everyone, I'm Linda Ursson. This podcast will inspire you to be creative and to play, even if you have a lot on your to-do list. Thanks for listening. The Creative Explorer podcast is produced weekly for your enjoyment and inspiration, and you can find the show notes at lindaursen.net/podcast. Come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS reader or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter and Facebook and pretty much everywhere else on social media. All the links you need are in the show notes. Let's get on with the show. In this episode, I'll tell you a little bit about my intentions for this podcast, what you can expect to hear, and why I do what I do. I'm also going to give you a creative prompt, something you can do easily and in a short amount of time to get some creative play into your day. A small caution might be in order. If you're sensitive to language, I must warn you that the occasional swear word might slip through the cracks when I edit. So, what are my intentions for this podcast? My intention is for you to fit some creative play into your day, to reclaim your creativity. I hope to inspire you to try new things and to revisit your passions from when you were younger and your to-do list wasn't as long. Every prompt I give you will be easy to do, shouldn't take much of your time, and shouldn't require you to go out and buy anything. I'm a big fan of doing what you can with what you have. Some of the things might involve gathering materials from nature, though, but those are free. Each episode will have a central idea. Like today, it's about the podcast itself. I will talk a little bit about what I'm up to, share some inspiring words, tell you if I've come across a cool idea, and give you a creative prompt at the end. If you want a safe place to share what you create, you can join my Creative Explorers group on Facebook. Today's inspirational words are by Norman Cousins. And he says, "The tragedy of life is not death, but what we let die inside us while we live." Maybe it's time I introduced myself properly. I'm Linda Jin, the Conjure Queen, an artist and intuitive creative guide. I work with spiritual female entrepreneurs, artists, and other women, supporting them in getting unstuck and injecting creativity into their lives so they can feel whole, fulfilled, and have more fun. I'm the author of the books Get Back to You, Get Back to Creating, and Wonderful Weeds, The Forgotten Resource, and I'm also one of the radio show hosts on Cackle Boom Radio, where I host the Conjure Queen show Meet the Bands, and co-host Margarita Midnight. I'm a multi-creative, which means I have the need to create in many different ways. I draw and paint, but I also do a number of other art forms and crafts. My specialty as an artist is amulet art. These are pieces where I've included runes or rune symbols to make them into amulets you can hang on your wall. These can be for just about anything. Sleep, harmony, love, prosperity, you can imagine. I draw in pencil, colored pencil and pen, and paint in acrylic, gouache, and watercolor. Sometimes I also mix whatever materials I feel like using. The imagery I choose is often from nature, folklore, mythology, and symbolism. I'm also a witch, but that's a subject for my other podcast. The reason why I've chosen to go into creative coaching is that I know what it feels like to have the desire to be courageous. I know what it feels like to want to set healthy boundaries, take care of myself, and share my authentic voice, but to be afraid to take the first tentative steps. I also know how amazing it feels to own your creative power. I've been on both sides of this experience. With chronic pain, working a job that was in constant conflict with who I am and a bad relationship, there were a number of years where I sacrificed creating and a lot of other things just to keep up and keep the peace. It came to a point when I got fed up with feeling miserable and ending up last in line for everyone. I got so low that I just knew that I'd had enough. All of this came from the desire to be me, not to keep adjusting until there was nothing left of who I am. I had to learn on my own that to put myself first is not a bad thing, but actually necessary to be able to take care of others. That you don't get the time, you have to take it. I got a lot of pointers from friends and articles I read. Other than that, it was trial and error. That's probably why it took so long, and I don't want it to take that long for you. Getting back to creativity helps bring back your fun, confidence, and self-respect. Creating actually gives you more energy for the other areas of your life, improving your mood and making life more fun. Yes, I know, I'm repeating myself. Your creative prompt for today is to be a creative explorer. Put a creative spin on anything you do today. Sing while you do the dishes. Dance with the vacuum cleaner. Doodle when you're on the phone or in a meeting. You get the idea. Drop by the Creative Explorers group and let me know how this worked out for you. Well, that's all I had for you today. Thanks for listening to the Creative Explorer podcast. The next episode will, among other things, be about what we can learn about creativity from children. If you have any questions, just reach out to me at linda@lindarzin.net. Remember to rate and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes.